Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome to tonight's Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are new to me, because I'm coming at a different time, I'm still fairly new at this time. So for those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome to tonight's show for those who are in the States. No matter where you are, I would love to hear from you. So if you are, needing some guidance, if you are needing some healing, which we're actually going to be starting with a meditation tonight after I do the energy of this week, and if you are just needing to just share what it is that you are learning or what it is that you've been going through, please give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so you could be live on air with me. All right. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful week. Just an hour ago, or hour and a half ago, I took my kids outside, and it's just a beautiful night tonight. And if you looked up, you probably saw the moon. It's clear skies for you. But this weekend, starting on Friday, we do have the full moon this week, so we'll be talking a little bit more about that as well. So before we do the meditation, and we're doing this special meditation because there are a lot of different changes coming in, as well as, things that we need to release from this month, which is ending. This is my last show of this month. I can't believe that we're already going into the third month of this year. And so we're going to be doing some releasing. We're going to be doing some letting go, and also to be able to, just be able to accept the new energy that is going to be coming in. So for this week's energy, we had Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, as well as Archangel Raziel stepping forward for us to speak. And this week was about really bringing that power back to us, to yourself. So, when it comes to, you may have come into situations this week where, you could have blamed other people or blamed different situations for not being able to do those things that you're meant to do to take those next steps this week. And so this week, they're reminding us that in order to really, keep that power to ourselves and not give it away, is to make sure that our perspective is, in that mindset of not blaming others, not shifting that blame to others or other situations, but how is it that you can still do those things that you are meant to do, even through those tough times, even through the times when you may just feel like not doing what it is that you're meant to do, and procrastinating, or you just don't feel as if you're motivated to do that. But know that if it is part of who it is that you are and you really long to do it, you know that it is something that you need to do in order to make those changes, to achieve those goals, then it is meant for you. So what is keeping you from taking action? What is keeping you from, really taking that next step? And so, it's easy for us to shift blame. It is easy to say, you know, this happened in my life, so I couldn't do what it is that I'm being shown to do in order to achieve those goals. But to know that when we take that responsibility and say, okay, you know, this may have come into play, you know, this week for me, something may have happened, or, you know, I could easily blame this on a situation or someone else. How is it that I can take my power back? How is it that I can take that responsibility and still do what it is that I'm meant to do? So that is what the energy of this week has been at the beginning of this week. We are still going to be in that same energy for the rest of this week. However, we do have the full moon energy that we are in as well. And so, you know, if you are aware, full moons are about releasing and letting go of those things that no longer serve us, releasing those things that are no longer who it is that we are. So what is it that you need to let go of? Is it that mindset of that victim mindset, you know, blaming other, when we blame others, when we blame other situations, we set ourselves up as victims. And so how is it that you can have that abundant mindset that you are meant for? We're all meant to be abundant. So how is it that you can have that mindset? What is it that you need to let go of in order to be able to say, yes, I can do it, that I am meant to do this, that I'm meant to achieve those goals that I truly want to achieve? So what is that? What is it that you need to let go of in order to be able to move forward, in order to be able to, you know, just take those action steps that you're meant to take? So is it that you need to do a balance? You know, I have been doing a lot of chakra balances recently because of everything that's going on in this world right now. And so that's kind of part of what it is that we'll be doing with meditation as soon as I finish talking about the energy of this week. But is it that you need to be able to be balanced? Sometimes we are, you know, too emotional. Sometimes we take too much action and then not take the time to really think and to kind of step back and see what it is that, you know, that the divine is reminding us to do. So what is that that's coming in that's telling you that you need to release and let that go? You know, let go of the control so that the divine can really speak to us and show us what it is that we're meant to do. So this week we're going to be doing a lot of releasing, you know, with this full moon energy. And it may be tough for a lot of us, but journaling is going to be very important. What is it that's coming in for you when it comes to your mind? What comes in? What is it that you know that is not working in your life that you need to let go of? So journaling all of that and, you know, really putting it concretely on paper is going to show you what it is that's not working for you, so that you can make room for those things that you are meant for, those things that, those goals that you want to achieve, and that purpose that you're meant to step into. So what does that look like for you? So, you know, this month we had lots of strong energies come in. Lots of different things come in for us. You know, you may have felt a lot of the global energies, you know, other people's energies that that kind of may have felt like it was your own, but it wasn't. I know for myself, I had to do a lot of that work myself on healing and letting go and understanding what was mine and what wasn't mine when it comes to my energy. And so what is it that you have seen about yourself that wasn't, you know, you those energies that you felt that you know that's not you, that wasn't your energy. So we're going to help release all of that today with this meditation, as well as we release and let go, we're also going to be sending out lots of love and light. And I'm going to show each and every one of you who are listening or who will be listening how it is that you can send out that energy of love and light that you are, that you have within you, that you're meant to shine out into the world and share with others. And so that's what we're going to be doing now. So if you are, you know, able to, I encourage all of you to sit comfortably wherever you feel comfortable. Or if you feel like laying down, you know, that works too. Just so you're aware, when, a lot of times when I do meditations, I do have people kind of fall asleep. So, you know, just so you're aware, if you have other things you need to do later on, you may not want to lay down at this point. But to, you know, sit comfortably and then close your eyes. And to take a few deep breaths. So breathing in through your nose, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And do that a few times. And close your eyes. And just relax. And I encourage all of us to put your hands on your heart. And that's going to take us right to your heart space. So keep breathing. And as you are in your heart space, I want to encourage you to create an atmosphere, create a space that makes you feel at peace, that makes you feel comfortable. And so whether it is a body of water, whether it be things in nature that really makes you feel calm, that makes you feel so peaceful, any animals, any plants or trees, a sunset, maybe the mountain, whatever that is, to place that in your heart space. And as you do, keep breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. Now what we're going to do, we're going to place a door in our heart space. And this door, this open door, is going to be an invitation for your angels and guides, as well as the archangels, to step forward. So our angels and guides will be all around the perimeter of your heart space, and they're going to create this circle around you as they enter into your space. And then we're going to invite the archangels to step forward. We have Archangel Raphael, we have Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Samuel, Archangel Uriel, and we also have Archangel Zachiel, who are all joining us today. And they're going to be surrounding your energy right around you. And as they do, all of your angels and guides are going to send you their energy of the white light of energy that is going to be supporting you. It's going to help you to raise your vibration. And then the archangels are going to be sending you their energy. And you may notice some colors. You may notice, and you may feel this energy. And it's going to circle right around you. So this energy is going to be make this tunnel right around you. So it's like being inside of a tornado. And this energy is going to be circling around you. And just kind of notice what's going on in your mind's eye as you focus on this energy that's coming in. And as they create this barrier of energy around you, they're going to help you to expand your heart chakra as well as all the other chakras. So it's going to help expand all of your chakras. It's going to expand outside of your body and fill the space that you're in. So just notice the colors that you may see or feel the energy that they bring. And anything else that comes in for you, any messages that you might be hearing. And as your heart chakra expands, source energy from above, and it's going to come down as this rainbow of energy through your crown chakra all the way down your body. And this energy is going to be circulating, so from through your crown chakra all the way down to your feet. It's going to come back out and then go back around to your crown chakra, and it's going to make this rotating loop. And this loop of energy is going to help you to cleanse each of your chakras. It's going to go through each one, from your crown chakra to your third eye, to your throat chakra, to your heart chakra, to your solar plexus, your sacral, and your root chakra, and it's going to keep repeating that to really help cleanse your chakras as well as to help you to receive the messages that the divine brings. So what is it that they're showing you? What is it that they're telling you when it comes to your next step? And through this cleansing, they're helping you to release and let go of all the old energy. So if there is anything that's kind of bubbling up to the surface when it comes to memories, when it comes to what it is that you need to release and to heal, to take note of those. And if you do have your journal with you, I encourage you to write those down. So as we keep this loop of energy, as it keeps going around and around, take a few deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. It's going to help you to feel calm, but also to help you through this process of releasing and letting go. Also, any aha moments that may come in, to take note of those. And what it is that you're meant to do. I'm going to be showing you what it is that your next steps are, and how it is that you can really draw that power back to you. As we go through this meditation. And now what the divine is going to help you do is to contract your energy. So through your crown chakra, you're going to contract each of your chakras as it goes down back into your body, realigning it back into your body. And what they're then going to do is help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright rainbow light of energy that goes all the way down from your root all the way down to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light as well as green light that comes all the way back up through your feet. And then also it's going to go all the way up to your heart chakra. And then what's going to happen is we're going to help send our loving energy out into this world right now. So the divine is going to help us to do that. So once you feel within your heart this loving energy that the archangels bring, that the divine brings, you imagine your heart chakra expanding. So this light that's within, to see it expand outside of your body, outside of your space. And then what you can do is you can actually push this light up and out. So you have that power to expand this light. So imagine this light expanding outside of your room, outside of your home. And if you can't see it, it's okay. All it has to be yes. So I want you to, if it helps for you to say it, to say that you are expanding your light outside of you, outside of your home, into your community. And into this world. And for those who can see it, to see it expand to every part of this world. And for some of us, you may actually see yourself, be able to look down onto the earth. So as if you were right in space, as you do to direct that light that you are, right into the world. So as you do this, don't forget to breathe into your nose, up to your mouth. We're going to release all the old energy as we send our love to all those who are needing it right now. All those who are going through so much right now in this world. We're expanding our light, sharing it out, sharing our love, sharing our light out into this world. And if there's any certain people that come into your mind, to send that out to them as well. Direct your light, direct your energy to them, and send it to them as well. And know that as you do this, the archangels, the divine, your angels and guides are all there supporting you, they're all there guiding you. And to know that you or anyone else is not alone, that you're never alone. And they're always providing for you. Always guiding you through, showing you the way, showing you what it is that you need to do next, showing you what it is that is meant for you to do so that you can really do those things that you're meant for. So now we're going to draw it all back in. So we're going to draw back our energy. The archangels are going to help you to do that, to contract your energy back into you. Help you to contract your heart chakra energy as well, so it realigns back into your body. And we're going to have Archangel Michael then step forward, and he's going to wrap you with his cloak of energy. And this energy is going to help you to really protect your energy. So from your head, from your crown chakra, all the way down to your feet, he's going to wrap you as if you were a mummy. So just think of this like a bandage that's going around your body, all the way down to your feet. And when you are ready, you can bring back awareness to your body, your hands and feet. And take a few deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. And then you can open up your eyes and welcome back. So, and then this is a meditation you can do over and over again. Whether it's for yourself, or if you are needing to or feeling as if you need to really send love and light to other people. And this is something that you can do. And I encourage you to do that. And, I like to do, once I get up in the morning is to send love and light to especially those that come into my mind. And that happens a lot for me. At the beginning of the day, I have different people come into mind, and then, I send that love and light to others, that energy to other people, and you can definitely do that yourself as well, and just see how it is that it makes your day, because it really does make a difference when we do start to do that. And so, if you have been doing that already, that's wonderful. I would love to hear from you about that. But I encourage you to do that, this week, the next few weeks. Make this a habit, doing gratitude. This is another exercise where you can really send your love, and that energy does get sent to them. So know that what you are doing for other people in that way, in that energetic way, does help others. So, I encourage all of us to do that. So before we do move on, I do want to take a few calls. If you are needing some guidance, if you are needing some healing, or just wanting to share what it is that you've been going through, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right, so let's take our first caller. We have caller area code 256. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. I hope you had a wonderful day.
I have. I've been very thoughtful today, very thoughtful.
Wonderful. So how can I help you today?
Yeah, I wanted to know, is nothing really concerning with me. I just want to know from spirit or the angel who wants to talk. Just wondering, when I think about what the coronavirus has done and affected over a half a million people have died in the United States. Mm-hmm. And just, spiritually, it's almost like back in the biblical days when there was plague when Moses and the Pharaoh were going at it back and forth. And I just want to know the spiritual significance because it's an impasse. It's just weighing on me.
It is, very easy for us to be able to see those comparisons, with all that's going on, and it sometimes it seems like it's not ending, it's just getting worse. But to know that, you know, remember, you know, when it comes to Noah's Ark, you know, and that promise that, you know, God made of, you know, not being, not doing that again with that rain, with the rainbow, right? And so,
right.
You know, so we have to remember that because we are, you know, more spiritually awakened, we see a lot more things that seem very similar. And so because of that, it's going to be, you know, very easy for us to, you know, see those comparisons, but there are a lot of differences that are, a lot of other things that are happening. And so, you know, every so often there are, you know, a pandemic has happened before, you know, multiple times. You know, if you think about the flu pandemic, that was, you know, I don't remember how far, you know, ago that was. But, you know, that's happened. And then there have been other things that have happened that were pandemics and epidemics that have happened. And so that is, you know, there because it's part of helping us to see the changes that are going on, that is happening within this world. So there are changes that need to happen. And so, you know, it may be really hard for us to see the really big picture many times, but to know that there are a lot of good things that happen when it comes to pandemics and epidemics that do occur. Keep an open mind when it comes to this, because I do see a lot more that you're going to discover through what you're thinking right now when it comes to correlating it with the Bible, as well as the spiritual aspect, so a broader picture. Keep journaling on it. Keep meditating on it, and you'll be able to see more and more of what it is that we're meant to see in a global way, if that makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense. It's just the fact that, and I know there have been other pandemics before. I mean, a polio, much more deadly than COVID. It just didn't take as many people. And then the swine flu didn't take as many people. So I'm just, in my mind, it has to be some grand significance with this one. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And I mean, there are so many different things happening in this world with this, and, you know, with the government, with climate, you know, you see all of that happening at the same time. So
right.
To be, you know, so it's a big thing for us to be able to see is it's drawing people who are meant to work, you know, in their purpose to really bring that out within them. So what is it that you're really passionate about that's coming out through this pandemic, through what's happening in government, through what's happening in climate, to know that if you're really drawn to it, that is what you're meant to do. And they really want you to see that and take action on that. So that's a big thing that's occurring. You know, you're seeing, we may not see it too often in the news, but we're seeing a lot more people drawn to the healthcare field because of what's that pandemic. You have people, you have scientists coming forward to create vaccines for COVID, and you're seeing more people really step forward when it comes to working with climate, wanting to change things with climate. So all of those things are happening that are great things that are happening because of what's happened in this world where we think it's bad, but in reality they're really drawing those people who are meant to do certain things to really go for it, to really take that action right now.
Okay.
Okay. I also I do have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. Yeah, I didn't forget about you. And so Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward for you because, and you know, the way that you were speaking, it makes total sense too. Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward for you because of your compassion. Your compassion for all of these people that are affected by everything that's happening globally right now. And so that's why, you know, you kind of spoke about this too. But to know that you're also being drawn to what it is that you're meant to do. I don't know if we spoke about this, but are you more drawn towards the medical?
I am. I always wanted to be a doctor. It just didn't, whatever reason, just didn't pan out the way that I thought I was going to go. I had been accepted to osteopathic medical school. I've been accepted to nurse practitioner school. And I just got accepted to Ayurvedic medical school. I started in
fall. Oh, wow.
But, yeah. I just had,
that's wonderful.
You know, I guess the route that I thought I was going to go did go. I didn't go, so it didn't happen for me. So.
Okay, just know that you are meant for the medical field. And, yes, you are a healer. You are, you know, a natural healer. So even though you may not have gone the route that you thought you were going to go, to know that you still are able to in your way. So you have a specific way that has to do with compassion, that has to do with, you know, healing with your hands, and just putting it all together in a way that's specifically you, to know that you are meant to do that. That's why you were, you know, accepted to all these different places. The divine is trying to show you that you have these different gifts that you're supposed to put together. So it's not going to look the traditional way. And especially with the pandemic, with COVID, nothing's going to look traditional anymore. There's this new normal. You know, there's going to be different ways where, you know, you're also, you know, meant to be that coach as well. So that's going to be part of the healing that you do. So all of those different things is meant for you to put together to do that healing work for others. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, yeah. So, you know, to know that you have all these wonderful gifts that you're meant to use to really achieve. So, you know, don't be afraid to take that next step. You already did take that step and, you know, being accepted to all these, you know, and getting ready for the schooling. But to know that it's not going to look, you know, like the traditional medical field. It's not going to look like the old, how it is in the field, you know, before, but to know that you can take all of these different areas and put it all together so that you can create that, that need, that who it is that you are, speaking that you are, putting it together and helping heal other people. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I do see that happening towards the end of this year.
Okay, thank you very much. That was
You're
a wonderful surprise.
Very welcome.
Yeah, that was a wonderful surprise because I wasn't even concerned about it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I feel it, like with you, like you have so much love to give. And, you know, that's why Archangel Shamuel has stepped forward. And this compassion that just kind of oozes out of you. And so, you know, even though, you know, we've been on lockdown, we've, you know, just been through a lot, you know, the healing work that you've been doing for yourself has really opened you up to all this abundance that is, you know, headed towards you. You know, just keep doing that healing work. Keep releasing those things that you need to release. There are, you know, still some things when it comes to past hurts, past traumas and things that have happened, you know, with your childhood and things like that. But to know that you, they know that you're ready, you know, and they know that you're ready to step forward. It's just, you know, finish clearing those out. I do feel that you know what it is that you need to clear out as well. And then, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, take that those steps that they're showing you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you
wonderful.
Very much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful week as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to our next caller. We have caller area code 631. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there.
Do you have a specific question for me, or?
Yes, there's a lot going on, kind of. I'd like to have a significant other in my life. I'm really looking for that. My son just went into the Marines. I miss him. And I work part-time at my age, but I'm looking for full-time because I need full-time and all that.
Okay. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Gabriel. And the Archangel Uriel. And so they're stepping forward for you because first they want to show you that you have the power to do it. You have the power to do what it is that you truly want to do. However, there are some things, and we're in the full moon energy, so it makes sense. There are a lot of healing work that needs to be done. And I feel that you already do know some things that you do need to release and let go of. Some of it has to do with control. And to know that they also want you to keep in mind that the divine is always with you, supporting you and guiding you, as well as your family. You know, so, you know, don't worry about your family because they're always supported and guided, along with yourself. But there are a lot of things that, and I'm feeling it too within your heart chakra, a lot of things, a lot of old things that are stuck and just kind of have been there for a while. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to do some journaling this week, especially with this full moon energy that we're in. And usually the full moon energy lasts from 3 days before the full moon and 3 days after the full moon. So you do have all that time to really take advantage of the energy. So, you know, going, you know, having a notebook or a piece of paper with you and to start writing all those things that worry you and all those things that have been stressing you out. When it comes to work, when it comes to love, when it comes to your family, all of those things, write it down because it's going to help take out all of the old energy that's within and it's going to then make you feel light. A weight is lifted off your shoulders. So write everything down that you can think of, and everything that's worrying you, everything that comes to your mind, even all those memories from your past that has to do with love, that has to do with your family, that has to do with your childhood, that has affected you. So writing all of that down is going to help you to really concretely cement those things that have been within you, that's been holding you back, and that's been really weighing you down. So I hope that makes sense.
Okay, but do you see anything good happening?
So, yes. So what happens then is once, you know, you're able to, you know, release and let those go to heal, what you call on Archangel Raphael to help you with this, as well as Archangel Gabriel, to help show you what it is that you need to see from all of this that has happened in your life. And it's going to help you turn around the energy that has really kept you from and blocked you from the abundance that you're meant for. So, you know, and this healing work is going to take a little bit of time. So you have to be a little bit patient as you do this work. But they're going to show you the aha moments, the lessons that you need to take from what it is that you've been through, so that you can, you know, change your perspective, your mindset, and to have that abundance mindset that you are meant for. So, and it, as you write this down, as you do this healing work, it's going to help you then to release and let go of those things that are not meant for you, so that you can start to really see what it is that you are meant for and what it is that you need to do for your next steps in order to really achieve those goals that you have for yourself, as well as to be able to really step into your purpose as well, you know, when it comes to work, when it comes to love too. You know, so it'll help you to switch your energy so that everything that you're meant for is going to really start happening. And I do see that towards the end of this year, a lot of great things happening, but you have to do this healing work first. So you really need to do this letting go, releasing, and learning those lessons. And then what will start to happen is there, you know, those things that you're not meant for are going to fall away. And then those things that you're meant for, you're going to be able to see with clarity on what it is that you're really meant to do and how to really achieve those goals that you have. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And as you also do this, it's going to help you to really draw that power back to you as well. So when you start releasing those things that are not who it is that you truly are, you know, who it is that you truly are is meant to be able to do anything that you truly desire and you are passionate about. And you'll gain, you start to gain that clarity once you do that healing, once you really are able to let go and release those hurts and traumas and all those things that happened in your past that, you know, if it's not released and let go and it's not healed, it's going to follow you through, you know, relationships, through work. So it's important for us to heal that in order to really switch the energy and really start to get those things that we are meant for. I do see someone, you know, coming in for you. I do see a job that, you know, you'll start to really love to do, but it is really important for you to do this healing work first, okay?
Do you see it? I mean, I hope soon, because I need a full-time job soon.
I do. It's just you have to go through this healing work. It is important to do, to really be able to see what it is that you are really meant to do so that you can step into it. And it's going to come to you.
Well, I do see what you're saying, but I'm trying to find a job close to home in my area, and if it's not there, I can't make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but you know, healing work is very important to do, though. So know that it's going to happen. It's just that, you know, through this healing work, you will start to see a lot of different changes happening for you. Okay?
So you mean writing down and then asking Gabriel and Raphael to help?
Yep. So as you're doing this journaling, to have them step forward, you also have your archangels or your guardian angels step forward as well. And you do have guides as well that help you through this. So as you do this, it's like a brain dump, as well as a heart. You know, you're really, you know, taking out all of the past emotions that trigger you, that you're going to put that all on paper. And then what you're going to start seeing is the common denominators. You're going to start seeing what it is that you're You're meant to learn from what's happened in the past. And so, you know, just writing all that stuff down, it's going to be a big step for you. That's going to help you a lot. And you're going to be able to
see
that.
All right, I'll do it little by little because I'm kind of busy, but I'll do it. I'll write little by little.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, whenever you have time, like right before bed, especially if you have a hard time falling asleep, you know, to just start writing. Sometimes, you know, when you start writing, it can take a while. The time might go pretty fast. But just, you know, to take some time. If you end up, you know, for instance, getting up in the middle of the night for some reason, to, you know, just start writing what it is that's on your mind, what it is that's on your heart that you really need to write down. So journaling is going to be a big part for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to our next caller. We have area code 914. Hello, caller. What is your name or where are you calling from?
Hi, Catherine. It's Catherine. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. So happy to hear your voice.
It's great to hear from you as well. So how can I help you today?
I had done a event online last year, and I'm going to start it up again this year. And I was wondering if you see it getting more attention, being more prosperous this year. Anything around it,
okay.
I really appreciate.
Yeah, sure. I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward, and they're a big thing. They're telling me is that don't be afraid. That's a big thing that they're showing me, because this is meant for you to do. It's just, you know, don't be afraid of COVID. Don't be afraid of, you know, just getting yourself out there and being your authentic self. So don't be afraid to do that as you expand with this project, because you are going to be able to reach those people that you're meant to reach. But you have to be able to express yourself and share your story as part of that. And it's going to help you to attract those people that you're meant for, as well as for others to be able to see where you're coming from and how it is that you can help them. Because there are a lot of people who are not able to feel as we do. And I know you're a big feeler. And so there are, you know, we have to remember that everyone has different gifts, and some people don't have, you know, as pronounced a gift, you know, when it comes to feeling. So it's important for you to express with your words what it is that you are meant to do and what it is that you're trying to do with this project. And as you start to open up, and you've done a lot of healing work, so it's going to be easier for you to do that. So don't be afraid to express yourself. Don't be afraid to be who it is that you are, that amazing person you are. And you just really bring out that compassion that you have, that light that you have. So, you know, don't be afraid to express yourself and really be who it is that you are, sharing your story. Even, you know, at times you're going to be called to be vulnerable. But don't be afraid to do that, because you're going to draw those people that you are meant to connect with. And it's going to be also, you know, you're going to be connecting with business partners. You're going to be connecting with those who are, you know, meant for you in other ways as well. So you're going to be able to expand this. It's just you have to really, you know, express yourself and don't shy away from who it is that you are, okay?
Wow, yeah. Wow, that really resonated.
Wonderful. And I'm so excited for you because I do see this huge thing happening for you. And I feel as if, like, you've really opened up. Your energy has really expanded. You've done a lot of healing work. And I do feel this. I feel this, like, rush of a new energy for you. So next month is going to be a big month for you when it comes to this project. And so, you know, don't be afraid to really step out of your comfort zone, because last year you were really made to step out of your comfort zone and it was uncomfortable. But now, because of all the work that you've done, that you're ready for this and you're ready to really step up to that next level. It's just, you know, don't be afraid to really be yourself and be that amazing person that you are. Okay?
Wow. Yes. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, God bless you.
Right.
Thank you so much. Love. Yes. Thank
Have a wonderful week. Okay?
You too. Many blessings. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. And let's go to our next caller here. We have area code 651. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Are you a medium?
So I am, I work with the archangels. So I do, I have connected with those who are on the other side. However, I do prefer working with the archangels. So I do have a few. Okay, go ahead.
Do you have any messages just generally from the archangels for me?
Yes. So I have Archangel Uriel stepping forward for you, Archangel Shamuel, as well as Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Jophiel. So I'm not sure, are you familiar with the archangels?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, wonderful. So they're stepping forward for you because there's, so I do see that you have done some healing, and are you just starting out with your spiritual journey?
No, I'd say I've been on that for many years.
Okay, because I do feel as if either you're you know, kind of restarting. Are you kind of restarting,
yeah,
rebuilding?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hitting the restart button in my life. Yep.
Okay. So, and it's wonderful. You know, I want to, you know, commend you for that because you have been through a lot. I feel it within my heart chakra for you, as well as, you know, Archangel Shamuel is kind of showing me through your self-love side. And so they're stepping forward for you because they want you to know that you can do this. And that's why, you know, you are doing this restart, this rebuilding, which is the energy of this year, the rebuilding, restarting. And so, you know, first I want to encourage you, Archangel Raphael is showing me that it's going to be important for you to really heal and clear out those things that have affected you in the last few years, especially. And it does have to do with when you were a child and it kind of was brought back up. But to know that last year was a big year for you, especially when it came to this pandemic, because you were really asked to step out of your comfort zone. And so they want you to continue doing that healing work so that you can step out even more out of your comfort zone, because what I see is the next 10 years is going to be huge for you. It is going to be a huge transformation. I know 10 years may seem like a lot, but It's right, but this year is going to be a very important for year for you to clear and heal from the last few years, to really, you know, get yourself going and to really step into your purpose, because there's a lot that you're meant to do. And so when you do this healing work, and, you know, this weekend is going to be a great weekend to really, you know, do some journaling and do some meditating and really focusing on you, because it's going to help kickstart that the abundance that you're meant for, to have, you know, to know that the divine is right there with you, supporting and guiding you, and it's really going to help you on this upward trend that you're meant for, to really help you to release, let go of the old energy, and then to help you to really bring in this new energy that you're meant for. So this new energy is going to help you to understand and help you to gain clarity on your next steps, on your purpose. Are you someone who likes to write?
Yeah, I journal a lot.
Wonderful. Okay, so, you know, keep doing that journaling, but kind of focus that journaling more on what it is that you need to heal, what it is that's coming in for you within your heart, your feelings, all of that, to journal that out. And I mentioned the writing because that is actually part of what it is that you're meant to do. So, and they wanted me to share this with you because they want you to keep that in mind as you do this journaling on yourself, because it's going to be part of a continual process for you. So, you know, when it comes to anything that really comes to your mind, anything that worries you, anything that reminds you of your past, and to write all of that down, because as, and then also the aha moments that you get, all the ideas you receive, to write it all down, because you're going to see that connection and you're going to be able to see the healing that happens and your growth. So you're going to see that upward trend. And then what you're going to also be able to see is one of your gifts, which is, and what it is that you can do with it when it comes to writing. So writing is going to be a part of your journey and also part of your purpose too. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You are very welcome. So keep doing that work, you know, especially this weekend with this energy that we're in with the full moon. It's really going to help you. And also calling on the archangels while you're doing this work is going to be very helpful for you as well. I also do see
Sandelson, the archangel.
Oh, wonderful.
Sandelson.
Yes.
Yeah.
So keep doing that, you know, as it comes to you, to keep doing that, and you're going to start seeing more and more clarity. Also, you do have three guardian angels that are with you, that are working with you as well. So know that, you know, they're always guiding you, you know, as you do this healing work, and to know that, you know, they're always going to be supporting you. So, and also, you know, make sure to, I see that you're going to be, have you been asking for signs?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So you look for those signs. I mean, not look like, you know, keep, you know, trying to find it, but to notice, like, when your intuition tells you, oh, this is, you know, something from the archangels or from your guardian angels, to know that that's actually true for you. So really listen to your intuition on that, okay?
I've been noticing, like, the clock a lot where it says 11:11, and to me that
Wonderful. Means
I'm on the right track. That means I'm on the right track, so that's my message from the angels.
Yes. It definitely is. You are on the right track when it comes to 11:11. I love that sign. So, and you're going to also start seeing other signs too when it comes to things and different repeating numbers as well. So, you know, that's going to start showing up too now that you're really on this path. it's amazing how that works. So, you know, it's really start, you know, really keep listening to that intuition of yours, because that is one of your gifts. And your feeling, how it is that you feel for different things and different people, that is one of your big gifts. So, you know, keep listening to that and keep doing those things that you know that you're meant to do. And, yeah, journaling is going to be really important to really release and let go, okay?
Okay. Thank you for the reading.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we are already at the top of the hour. It's amazing how time goes so fast. But, you know, we are wrapping up the series on living the life that you were meant to live. And we are all meant to live an amazing life. We are all meant to do those things that we truly long to do, that's within your heart. In your heart, you feel this calling, you know, that you need to reach out to people, or you need to go somewhere, or you need to really, you know, make stuff happen, you know, make a change happen. And so, you know, even though, you know, and like I had mentioned before with a different caller, you know, all of the stuff is happening with the pandemic, with the climate, with government. All of it is happening because it's meant for us to really see what it is that we are truly passionate about. What is it that our whole body is calling us to do, our heart is longing us for it to do, to make amazing changes, whether it's within your family, within your community, and maybe even globally. And so what is it that's really calling out to you? What is it that you are, you know, being asked to go after? And to know that when we take that initial step, you know, after we set the intention and then take that step that the divine is showing us, we are letting the divine know that we are ready and we want to do it. And that's when everything starts to really open up for us, when it comes to the abundance, when it comes to the resources that we think about. You know, our ego goes to, you know, I can't do it because I don't have the resources. But to know that when you take that step that the divine shows you, and it's not going to be a huge step, but it's going to be a baby step that they show you, so that we can step out of our comfort zone, and that, you know, we can know that we are able to take that step, that it's possible for us. That is when everything else starts to open up for us. So what is it that the divine is showing you? And, you know, it's going to be first important for us to clear the way, you know, release and let go of those things that are not for us, that are, you know, keeping us from being able to take that step, from being able to achieve that goal. What is it that is not for us? Whether it is certain emotions that are coming in, certain, you know, whether it's a certain job, if you're not meant for it, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel that it is not meant for you. So what is it that's coming in that you know that's no longer meant for you? And yes, you know, those things change all the time. Those things that are meant for us or not meant for us change a lot, because, you know, we try to do so many different things sometimes, especially if we don't take the time to really center, if we don't take the time to meditate or journal around what it is that we're truly meant to do. If we don't take the time, we're going to be doing all of these different things that in our life that are not meant for us. So what is it that you need to clear so that you can make room for those things that you are meant for? And then when we do those things that we are truly meant to do, that's when we start to really see the abundance. And that's when we start to see our mindset also change as well, so that our energy shifts as well as to really see everything around us shift. When our mindset shifts, that's when we're able to see things in a different way, in a new perspective. And that's how it is that the divine wants us to see it, to see it in a way that is to show you that you are this love and light in this world, that others are love and light in this world, to see others in that way, and then to shine that light to others who are needing to be able to see it, or who are yet to awaken. And so what is it that's coming in for you? So, you know, this weekend to, you know, release and let go of all that is not who it is that we are, all that we need to let go of, so that we can make room for that new energy that's coming in, which is in March, next week. We're already in March. And so what is that you need to let go of so that you can make that room to let all those things that you're meant for, the messages that you're meant for, the clarity that you're meant for in? What do you need to release and let go of? Also, you know, like we had that meditation at the beginning of the show, to continue to send love and light to those who are not awakened, who are needing that extra love, who are needing to know that they are loved, and who are needing to know that they're always supported and guided by the divine. And there's so many people who are just starting to awaken, who are still needing a little bit of help to awaken, and to know that if you're listening right now, you are a healer and you are a teacher who are going to help other people to be able to grow, who are going to be able to help others to awaken, and to know that you are a catalyst and a beacon for others to really be able to see that love and light that is within them. So how is it that you're meant to do that? And that's part of living that life that you're meant to live. When you live the life that you're meant to live, you help others to be able to see that within them, that light within them, that love that's within them. And to know that the divine is there with them as well, guiding them and supporting them through what it is that you're doing. So what is it that you are meant to do so that you can help others, so that you can help others to be able to see, so that you can help others to awaken? So that is, you know, what it is to really mean to live that life. And when we do that, when we live that life that we're meant to live, that is when we live in love. That is when we live in happiness and that joy that we're meant for. So I encourage all of us to do that. Next week, I am going to be starting a new series. We're going to be going back to basics. So going back to basics, talking about what is spiritual awakening. Starting next month, we're also going to be talking about chakras. So that you know what it is, you know, whenever I speak about the chakras, you know, what it is that you can pinpoint for yourself as well. And I'm going to also show you how it is that you can work on your own chakras as well. I do a lot of, you know, cleanses for clients, and I do have some monthly clients where I do these cleanses and balances, but I want to, you know, I'm going to show you how it is that you can do that for yourself as well. And you know, this is what, even though I may help others with their cleansing, you know, I also do show my clients how it is that they can do that themselves and to really, you know, keep up with that. And so, you know, to know what it is that you can see within your own chakras, what it is, what each chakra means for us. And then also I'm going to, next month, be going to talk about our psychic senses. So the feeling that I talked about, you know, today on for some people, how it is that we feel. You know, that those are all psychic senses, our intuition, all of that stuff. So we're going to be really going back to basics on what it is when it comes to our spiritual life. So be sure to tune in next week as we open up with our new series. And then I know we'll see what else the archangels have in store for us. I didn't even know that I was going to do this meditation at the beginning of the show this week. But it's amazing just how the archangels really show you what it is that you need to see and do, you know, when it comes to different things. So I'm sending you all lots of love and light. Be sure to also go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all the shows that we have coming up. We do have a few shows this week, so be sure to tune in. But sending you all lots of love and light this week with the full moon energy. Be sure to do the healing work. Be sure to do the releasing. And then you're going to really be able to see that new energy coming in. Also on Monday, if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/angelic healer and teacher cast, I will be talking about the energy of March, as well as the energy of this week. So be sure to tune in there as well if you'd like to know what that is. So I look forward to that. Send you all lots of love and light. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.